one of the first things, Mo, welcome to you first, I think he was asked about was the way that he reassures Mane, and I found it quite funny. He said it's not like I say good morning Sadio, you're world class every day. He's in the best years of his career, that's all. I'm really pleased and happy about the fact that he's signed. It's a big sign, and it is a big sign, isn't it? I think it was probably one of the biggest fears, but maybe among a couple of other niggling doubts this season, but one of the biggest fears was that Mane probably wouldn't sign this deal and then would maybe have to move on in summer with 2 years left. But he's signed now and we can all be happy about that.
It's a big weight off everyone's mind. I think you're right, in as much as all of the other biggest stars, we were relatively comfortable that they were going to be there for the next two seasons, you could say. But Mane was the one. And obviously, we'd heard about the talks starting in the summer and the fact that it dragged on for this time. We don't know the ins and outs of it, how long they were debating, whether or not they just decided to park it for a few months while the season was going. But the longer it went without it happening, the more those fears and doubts would start to creep in. And now we can put it to bed. It's just a massive weight off of mine. Regarding how he motivates him, I think it's really interesting because as much as it was a funny thing that Klopp said, it was actually talking a little bit of truth in there as well. Because I remember back to last season when Mane had his real struggles and people asked him, how did you get him out of it? And he said, what did you say to him to get him out of it? And he said he didn't say anything to him. He hardly said anything to him. He basically said, I'm not worried about you, so you don't worry about you. You go out and do your thing. I still think you're a great player, so don't worry about it. And you can tell that Mane, he needs that kind of handling. Whereas, you know, some people need a manager to be on at them all the time. Some people need a little bit more security. And when you look at it in the context of what happened to him on international duty, where he was getting booed by the fans who were still beating Burkina Faso and he came off the pitch in tears, that kind of more calming influence is really what I think has helped him come out of those times where he's been out of form. And I think that relationship between the two of them is super strong.